Parshas Koirach. Koirach Parshas Koirach. Koirach is punished for fighting, making machloikos on Moshe. And the end is very, very devastating. Koirach and Zadosoi are punished in one of the most unique ways that we ever saw. Moshe Rabbeinu, after warning them for a while, Pharaoh doesn't take the warning to heart, and him didn't see him, those who were following him as Adosoi, get swallowed up by the earth. The earth opens up its piha, its mouth, and he gets swallowed up and removed from the earth. We have to understand exactly what is the yisoid of this punishment, why this is chosen to be the punishment to extract Korach from the world. In a simple pshat, we would say, the famous Chazal, Hakina va'ataiva akod moitzien esa'odah min ha'olam. The kina and the taiva akod, they take the person out of the world. And we know Makoirach's etzem zach was a mid of kina, he was mekaner, as he says, the fact that the appointment that, so in the literal chapter, it's mitzien as the person leaves his world. But here there's an oimek over here, that etzem, you get taken out of the world, the koirach of the kina, they took him out of this world, they extracted him from society. One of you Masbri Rabbi Isai, the Yisoid of Machlokes Koirach, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Koirach So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lochein ator v'chol ados chanoyedim ala Hashem." You're going against the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're moyed. You're noyed. It's to go against the Rebbeinu Shalom over here. So we have to understand, Taka, Koirach seemed to be, obviously there was a certain obvious taina, but the Koirach, his ikata, his machlois was with Moshe Rabbeinu. What's hanoya de mal Hashem? So the pastures we understand, that with Koirach's fight was, Moshe Rabbeinu explained, is the Rebbeinu Shalom's appointment. He says, I don't do anything myself. He was mekanani, and he was tiny, and challenging Moshe's authority. But Moshe's authority is from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so Rebbeinu was annoyed at him on Hashem. L'choyer, there's a tifut daher over here, Rabbi Yisrael. We want to be masmerit with a medrash at the beginning of Parshas Koirach. Moshe Rabbeinu also, when he spoke to Koirach at the beginning, they ganged up on Moshe. Everybody's kodesh. Koirach comes with Koirach. He thinks with legitimate taina, what's going on over here? We all heard in Har Sinai Gvura, what's going on of these appointments, what's going on, you're taking authority and leadership, what's going on. Rashi Rabbeinu falls and he says something very interesting. Rashi says, one pshat Rashi, ata a shichus uloy. Now is a time of drunkenness. See, that's the problem over there now, also, right? Now is the time of drunkenness. They're drinking a little too much. You know, there must be yeshiva bar. But not only Eros Lefon of Oyem Skav Lidchois Shem Yasu Bohem. Say Shichris. Could be there's not a time to talk. They're not going to. Boy, Kivi Yoida is a Shaloi, La Boy is Levia, Vihikriv. He brings the Murray to Gemzokra, Zokra Shimir, or Medroshoi, Murray to Gemedrosh. Boyker. Why did Moshe use the word Boyker? He should have said Mochar. What's Boyker? Mocher, tomorrow we'll have this whole experience. We'll do something tomorrow. We're going to put the Torahs in the pans. Everything's going to go. And it's gone. The one who's Kaddish is going to be saved, and everybody's going to die. What's the word boiker? So Rashi, Omaloi Moshe, Gvulois Cholak Kodesh Baruch Hu Boi Lama. Hashem made Gvulois boundaries. Hashem made boundaries. Can you change morning to night? Just like you can't change morning to night, if it's morning, it's morning. Light, day, up. Night, dark, down. Like everybody does here. Anyway, so you change it. The Medrash seems a little perplexing. What is the connection? Can you change? So the Chori, we want to say a big story to Rabbi Yisai. And you saw it. Machlokes Korach was so dangerous. Hagam that it was a machlokes that Korach was challenging Moshe, but this medrash has revealed a tremendous yesoid that the danger and the poison of Korach's machlokes wasn't only challenging Moshe Rabbeinu, was the pashtus. Toiras Moshe Amos Eirasa Yemes, but it was more than that. And this is a tremendous point that the Yibayin Yishlam created a world, Rabbi Sayyid, with a gevaldika order. There's a seder to the bria. There's a vayere vayivoyke. That's your mechot. The whole world is created with tremendous order. The whole world is created with tremendous symmetry. Everything in the Bria is made with a tremendous, tremendous Seder. And the Tachlis of that, Rabbi Yisai, the Tachlis of the Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Every Bria is created in a certain way. There's a Tzoymeach, there's a Doimeim, there's an animate object, and then there's the plant life, and then there's the animal kingdom, and then there's the human life, and each one nurtures from the next and brings them up. The Bereshit made it in a tremendous order, a Moriadik Seder in the Bria. For the Tachlis is to be able to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam through that Seder. When a person sees the tremendous order in the Bria, from that a person has a tremendous hasoga that there's a boire, there's a kadmon, there's a rishon. If there's an order, there's a seder, so there's a first. Something had to, it had to start. It just didn't. It had to start with a boire. The world is made on its boire. How is it made on the order? The tremendous order that the world has. Vayere vayvoyker. The seder, abriya. the way we see how things are so mesuder and everything in the world has a tachlis, plan and purpose. When I see plan and purpose in everything, it's not just one general goal, big thing. Everything fits into the hashpash. It's all one big blob. If I don't see the seva dvar, I miss out on the yisoid of discovering the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when I see the Seder, when I see the tremendous symmetry and the order in the Bria, when I see the world has so much plan and purpose, when I see the world has so much the chain, I see the world runs with perfect Seder, then I understand that there's a purpose, somebody running the show and making these gvulos, making sure everything is in order of us. But when a person is, when it's misordered, when things are out of order, when things are not in its place, then a person, he won't be able to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this was why it was Anoyadim al Hashem, if he was saying the Tifa Daher. If I was Anoyadim al Hashem, because the Etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shtirich of Hashem. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shtirich of Hashem, there was also plan and prayer. Moshe Lo Yeshua, Yeshua is the Kainim. There's a Seder of Mesoira. There's a Seder of a, there's a Kayan, there's a Levi, there's a Yisrael. Each one with their Tachas in the Seder, the Bria, and each one working with their order. And when there's perfect order, the world runs in its perfect order, then it testifies on the Ribbono Shel Olam. When it goes out of order, then there's a big mix-up, at least the sfeikus, at least the... And this was the Be'etzem, the Yisoid of Amalek, where Amalek said, wars, Melchemes Lashem, because it was Baderech, Betzeis Chon the Mitzrayim. They were on a path. There was an order, there was a mahalach, the Berish was leading. And they wanted to disturb that order. They wanted to disturb this tachlit, that order that Hashem was taking, but there, but taking in Mitzrayim. So their kampf wasn't only to attack Klal Yisrael, their kampf was to go against the Ribbono Shel Olam's order and Seder and the Briyavas. And this is the machlokes of Korach. Everybody's Kaddosh. There's no Seder, there's no Rosh, there's no Rishon, there's no Rosh and there's no Sof. There's no Rosh and no Sof. It's one big mix-up, one big balagan, everything's all balagan. So there's no Rosh and there's no Sof. There's no Rosh and no Sof. There's no Rosh and Sof to the Bria either. So there's no Creator. Okay. It's Kfirah of us. We come to Kfirah. When there's no order, there's kfira of us, at least the kfira. Meila, this was Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, Koirach, Boiker, your kav, your war, is a very dangerous thing. When I appointed these people, that was the Seder, Advarim, Koyein, Levi. Each one by Yibodah Hashem, separate each one for their tachlis to have tremendous order. The Seder HaAvoyim of Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says, the last daf in Talmud, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Seder HaAvoyim, if you see the perfect order, the Levim are singing Bashir, he's pouring on the Mizbeach, each thing in the perfect order, the Seder HaAvoyim. The Seder, what is the most important night in the whole year calendar? What do we call it, Rabbi Isai? We call it Seder. That little 7-year-old kid sings the Seder at the beginning. Okay, very nice. Very nice boy. You let them Cheder the Seder. Beautiful. What's it all about? Why is it perfect Seder? Tonight's called Seder. The night of Pesach. What should we call it? Emunah Bashem. It's the night of history. The night of miracles. Miracle night. This is the great night in the history of the Jews. Leil Pesach. What are we going to call the miracles of the miracles of Bechmakas Bechoyres? Hashem came down this night. What are we going to give him? We're going to tell the Goyim, what do you call this night? It's Leil Miracle Night. No. What do you call it? What's this most amazing name you call it? caught the night of the Seder. Ah, that's really inspiring. Seder night. Is that like second Seder?
Yeah.
It's Seder night. That's it? What's that? Oh, it's a Seder plate. Oh, that's inspiring. It's a Seder plate. Buy your $700 Seder plate. That's the whole thing, Seder? Yes, Rabbi said, because the night of Pesach is the Malamed, there's a Muradik Seder. Kodesh Baruch has a plan. There's a plan and purpose to the world. And we Jews are a major part of that plan. And we understand there's a plan that we understand as a Poire. And he's running the world. But if there's no Seder, ain't no Seder, there's no Poire Chas V'Shalom. Poike! You want to change the Seder, Abriya Koyach? We're going to take you out of the Bria. We'll take you out of the Bria. You have no part, you have no mokum, this Bria. Every single one of us, Rabbi Yisrael, we understand this plan of purpose. We all have a mokum in this Bria, in that tremendous order and Seder that each of us participate, and each one puts in their koyach and creating that tremendous symmetry, how the world works with the stars and the moon, each one with their own perfect order and Seder, what they're supposed to accomplish. But if I believe that, then I understand what I'm doing here. If not, get out of this world. You have no place in the world. Extricate him from the world. That's why Korach was sent out. Because he was fighting not just Machlokes on Moshe, Anoyedim al Hashem. He was coming to attack plan and purpose and save him. And this is the danger of Moshe. This was the tremendous danger of what he was about. And Bema said, you sort of Machlokes goof is that. What is Machlokes come? Because he believes, he deserves, he wants that. But if he believes that this world is perfect and it's order and everybody deserves and gets what they need in order to accomplish what they have to do in this world, there wouldn't be Machlokes. It only feels, Machlokes only gets in when a person feels he needs that that you need. And who is the child to? That's where Machlokes comes. And that's why it's Aish, it's destruction. Because it's not only that's him fighting, but it attacks the makor, the core of the tachlis, of the plan and purpose, of the Seder, of the tremendous order that Hashem made the Bria, that we should find through that tremendous Seder, we should understand there's a Bari Olam and we have a tachlis in this world. But this is so, so important, Rabbi Yisrael, to understand and to know, Rabbi Yisrael. For then we understand who we are, what we're supposed to do, and what we're supposed to accomplish. Vayikach Koirach, he took himself out. He had a tachlis also, but he took himself away from that plan and purpose. And Hashem therefore took him out and extricated from this Bria, because the Bria is made to be made on the Bria Shlom, this tremendous purpose, plan and purpose of us, and that's what we call. That in the great night is Leil Seder. Because we're supposed to come to a tremendous understanding and amunah that's a Boiri Olam by seeing the purpose and the plan of the Bria. And Be'emes of Oisai, this is a tremendous yesod in our own daily lives of Oisai. You know the famous story of Oisai. There was a famous, they say there was an Altamis Labotka came to visit his son in Yeshiva. The Blazer Yudel Finkel. Not this one, that's a little bit too far. But anyway, he came to visit his son, who became eventually the Rosh Yeshiva Amir. And he came to visit him in the Yeshiva, and instead of going to the Rosh Yeshiva's room, he went right to his dorm room. And he looked into his dorm room, and it looked something like, I don't know, maybe not. But he went into the dorm room and he saw a perfect Seder. Everything was mesudah, the clothing was on here, the underwear's here, socks here, shirts here, pants here, not one sock here, other sock. The other sock has that instrument inside, anyway, it has to be in a different corner, she was covered. But anyway, the other sock is there, wears my pants in the morning, he looks he starts putting, he wakes up the morning early, and all of a sudden there's a shirt on his head. Didn't have the props today. It's a shirt on his head, and then he takes it off, goes to the closet, puts it on, puts the shirt on his feet. Sure, oh, I thought it was the pant shelf, his pants, his shirts, his socks. He went in there, everything was perfect, the bed was made perfect. He went out and he went back to the yeshiva. Oh, why didn't he ask the Rosh Yeshiva, what's going on? How's my son doing yeshiva? He said, if the room is in order and it's a seder, I know everything is beseder. But if the room is a balagan and he can't find his pants in the morning, he comes into the base medrash with a barrel. Why? Maybe I had a problem, I couldn't find my pants. What happened? I don't know, I put them somewhere yesterday, just can't find them. But if there's no Seder in a person's data, it's not just a problem, it's a problem in his mahus. He's missing the whole Tachlis Abriya. He has no Seder in his day. If he doesn't understand Boiker, there's little day and there's night, and they know it's not supposed to be mixed up. Day, light, up, active, moving, accomplishing. Night, dark, down, sleeping, not moving. Flips it around, topsy-turvy. Night, 4 a.m, he's up. I once said over this way, it's a Pelda Gazar. I went once to a camp once, I said, where do you work? I do the night shift. I said, what is that? It's from the 1:30 a.m. till 7. I said, you make a panas? Oh, wow, do I make a panas? I said, how many people are up? What are you talking about? I have such a good panasa here, especially going to the town. Yeshiva guys are just getting started at 3:30. They're going now for cholent. 3:30 a.m. The guy's going for cholent. Everybody said, "What do you want to do? By 50, you want to have ulcers?" 3:30 a.m. I'm just going to get a pizza now, Rabbi. What's, you know? I said it's 2:30 a.m. Look, I'm a little hungry. What can I do? I'd be supposed to go to sleep. What are you talking about? That's tomorrow. I do. Sleep's for tomorrow. Now it's the night. The night is young. Drinking coke at 1:30, 2:30 a.m. Can't fall asleep. Topsy turvy. Getting up at 4 p.m. Going to sleep. The whole ma'alach is out of order. You ever go to a machine, a coke machine, put in the money? It's this big thing, out of order. Some guy's body's out of order. Doesn't know if it's tired day or night. Is it day? Shut the shades. Sleeps for 3 days straight. It's night, it's day. Like, boy, can a boy say? There's a Seder, a boy say. There's a Seder to the breeder. There's a Seder in our lives. And confusion erupts because there's no Seder, a boy say. There's no understanding that there's times I have to be in places. What's the soil of a whole yeshiva, Rabbi? So what's it run on? We have understood, Rabbi. So what do we call it? First Seder, second Seder. Why don't we call it something else? Because in order to accomplish in this world, Rabbi, say you got to be mesudah. You gotta be mesudah, because then you understand that you have a tachlis, you have a goal. What is my goal? What is my tachlis? How am I gonna accomplish? So many people feel they come out of yeshiva, they did something in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, they didn't miss a lunch. It was amazing. No matter how tired they were, they pulled themselves out of bed, mesiras nefesh, to get those coins, get that tuna patties. Not so easy to walk all the way down those steps and then walk up. So they accomplished in yeshiva, Rabbi said, but they could accomplish so more. What was the problem, Rabbi said? The problem was there was no Seder. He comes in, he has no plan. What am I doing? What's my plan? How am I accomplishing? What's my plan to accomplish, to finish, to goals, and to move forward in an order? He's learning a little this, a little that, and everything's topsy-turvy, because his life is topsy-turvy. So it's not a chuppah. Okay, so that's the way, that's my nature. That's my nature, so I wear pants on top of my head. So what? Baruch Hashem, I have sleeves also. The zipper, you'll see my nose. From now in the mood, lower the zipper, that's all. So I wear pants on my head. So what? The Teretz Yisrael boy says, not only that, boy says, the person can't find himself. Hashem made a perfect order. The whole human body, the boy says, is so perfect order. You go into the science of the boy says, perfect order, the blood to the heart, and it has to work at perfect order. The tachlis of Boisa, the Bereshit made the Bria that way. That order, everything has symmetry and order. In order that we understand that we have a tachlis, that we have an order, and we have to perfect ourselves to get mesuder in life. You want to accomplish it, that's mesuder. You can't sleep by day and be up by night, unless you're a night watchman. Or you're in an old age home, over 80. Then you can't sleep at night. What you do is you sleep by day. But if you're in the years of active and accomplishing years, you got to make a seder to your life, Rabbi. That's how you're going to find yourselves. So many people are not getting anywhere because there's no seder. Their room's a mess. Their life is a mess and out of order. And they keep going out trying. Well, it's not going so well. I mean, I wish I could do better in yeshiva. But they have no seder to their lives. It's out of order. They're out of order. The machine doesn't work. This Rebbe, I don't understand. My stomach is acting up. I have terrible stomach praying problems. Try to figure this one out. What was going on? What was your seder hayom yesterday? Well, a little difficult day. See, I got started a little bit late, 3 p.m. I said, what happened? It was a late night. Lamaisa, I was pretty hungry at 12, so I got a pizza and some fries and heavy oil. That'll do it for you at 12. With a little cup of milk, delicious cup of milk. My stomach was getting ready for July 4th, doing fireworks. But then at 2 in the morning, I got a craving. I don't know, all of a sudden, I wanted to go to sleep, but I got a craving from some chilling. Fresh chulent, just off the bat, with a heavy oil chulent, with kishke. Kishke. I want a lot of kishke. Oh boy, everybody said. 4 in the morning, if you start fireworks on July 4th in America's good, mamish. My stomach was mamish. All sides. So the maisa, I think I'm having problems in the stomach area. I might have to go to a doctor and check out my stomach. Intestinal misconduct I have. Terrible gastrointestinal problems. Of course you have gastrointestinal problems. You don't go to sleep in normal hour. You don't get up in normal hour. Your body's not meant to be and not function. It's meant to be in order. I said that with your brain. A guy comes to morning seder, he makes it out of here, and he went to bed 4 in the morning trying to understand the Tosfos. His half his brain is asleep, the other half is in la la land, and he's trying to understand complicated things. His brain is so out of order, he can't understand nothing. Puts from the other back of the brain that's filled with trash, last week's shmooze, the phone, aka television. But anyway, back to this week's shmooze. So his brain is not in order. The mind is working, dysfunctional. Rebbe, maybe I should go out to work. I'm not really enjoying my learning so much. I don't really try to understand the sugya so well. Your brain is out of order, how you understand it. Besides the so much, the stress out of order that the phones and everything does, but his mind doesn't work function normally. I want to guarantee, money back guarantee to anyone here. get a normal night's sleep, Rabbi said, before 3:30 in the morning. Anybody here, money back guarantee. Get a normal night's sleep of 7 hours. Your body's well rested. It's in order. Your brain is in order. And come to a morning Seder and learn a piece of Gemara, Rabbi said. You'll start to ask questions. You'll start to have a Seder. The whole Gemara, Rabbi says, a murder, a Seder in the Gemara. But we can't figure it out, because if your mind is out of order, you're not going to realize the order of the Gemara, Rabbi said. Rabbi said, this is something that we have to live our lives. Something that destroys our lives, destroys our family lives. Marriages are destroyed with this, because men have no Seder. They come home the middle of the night. The wife says, where were you? It's 4 in the morning. I don't know. This is what we did in yeshiva. But we have to get the kids up in the morning. You can't sleep again. We got to be functional. Tomorrow we have an important day at the Mitzvah Apnim. We're not going to make our appointment again. This has been 4 years. We're trying to get our visa. Sorry, just a bad night again. Out of order, boys. And the house is topsy-turvy, a bad vayter, boy said. Dysfunctional. Why? No Seder, boy said. He never learned how to make Seder in his life. So Avadi's not going to be successful, but more, boy said. We want to get connected to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Meredith plan and purpose. He said everything is understood, how the Rebbeinu Shlom created it, with a tremendous plan, with a tremendous purpose, with a tremendous Seder. And if we tap into that koich of Seder, Rabbi said, we tap in to the Rebbeinu Shel himself, Rabbi said. Should be Zoychav, Adam has to go. The Zoychav understands Yeshua to be makbid on Sudar, Rabbi said. Seder in our lives, to make our rooms Mesudar, Rabbi said. To have a normal, healthy, Mesudadik life, Rabbi said. It's not perfect all the time, but to keep it in order, Rabbi said, for the health of our bodies, for the health of our minds, Rabbi said, and for the successful future that we should have together with our families, Rabbi said. The Meyadik Seder, that we should be able to sit by the Seder with our families and give over the Seder of the Bria Sa'olam. And the Be'ezah Hashem, we all mechazik in this amuna of realizing the Rebbeinu Shlom's malchus and seder in the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisrochu Be'ezah Hashem to declare that day, Oy Hashem lemela kol ha'aretz, the malchus of Hashem, the seder. Yoyimu Yehashem Echod.